when Ibn Ataylah first met Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi, the Shaykh Ibn Ataylah, when he first met who would become his Shaykh Abu al-Abbas, he said to him, I have a weight on my shoulders that is so heavy, it's difficult for me to be in the world. And Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi said to him, then I'll teach you something. And if you understand this, then that will be removed from you. He said, there's only four possible states to be in this world. There's not a fifth one. There's only four possible states. The first state is tribulation, ibtila. And the response is sabr. So if you find yourself in tribulation, the correct response is patience. And if you respond accordingly, you won't have any trouble. You won't have any trouble. If you see, Allah, it's just like driving a car. You see a stop sign, what's the appropriate response? Stop. What happens if you go through it? You're putting your life into somebody else's hands, right? And if you die, it was as a result of not responding appropriately to the circumstance you found yourself in. So when you're in ibtila, if you're not patient, you're not responding appropriately, and so it'll just get worse. But if you respond appropriately, then that trouble is going to change because you've done the right thing. And the thing about working with people, people are problematic. You know, Jean-Paul Sartre, he was a French philosopher, he said, hell is other people. That's an existential. That's what he said. Hell is other people. What he failed to point out, though, is you are somebody else's hell. Right? It goes all around. It's just when you're egocentric, you're just seeing your own troubles. You're not seeing other people's troubles. You see somebody and you want to turn the other way around. Well, there's people see you, they want to turn the other way around. I mean, that's the nature of the world we're in. And there's other people, they see you, they want to hug you. Some, they want to smash you over the head. And vice versa. So the first condition is ibtila, and that's the basic state of the world. That's why the first maqam is sabr. If you're not in patience, you haven't started the spiritual path. And that's why inna Allah ma'a sabirin, Allah's with the patient one. Sabrun jameel wallahu musta'an. Beautiful patience, and Allah is the help that we get. And Allah, the thing about lessons in the dunya, you get the same lesson over and over again until you learn it. It's not like public school. You know, they'll let you keep going. They'll give you a diploma. You haven't learned anything. They'll give you a diploma, pat you on the back, and then have a nice life. You know, you go out there and you find out this piece of paper is worthless. You know, it didn't teach me how to live in the world. So that's the first one. The second one, there's ibtila. The second one is ni'mah, which is a blessing. Now the thing about the awliya is they start seeing the ibtila as a ni'mah as well, so then it becomes one state. But this is for the majority of us. The second state is ni'mah. You're in a blessing. What is the response to a blessing? Shukr. If you respond accordingly, what happens? It increases. If you respond inappropriately, what happens? You lose it. So don't blame anybody but yourself. إِن كُنْتَ فِي نِعْمَةٍ فَرْعَاهَا إِنَّ الْمَعَاصِي تَزِيرُ النِّعْمِ. Like the poet said, if you're in blessings, guard them, because disobedience removes blessings. Do you see? Now, if you keep getting increase in your blessings and you're not showing gratitude, what's that called? إِسْتِدْرَاجِ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِ مَتِينَ. إِسْتِدْرَاجِ is actually worse. Because when you get the blessings taken away, it's a chance to wake up and respond by tawbah. But when you, Allah is giving you blessings and you're in a state of disobedience, that's a worse state to be in. It's being taken by degrees, which according to our ulama is that you act disobediently and your blessings continue and increase. That's istidraj. So the response of a ni'mah is shukr. What is shukr? What is the definition of shukr? الشكر صرف العبد ما أولاه مولاه في نعمه في رضاه. That's شكر. You want definition of شكر? That's definition of شكر. الشكر صرف العبد ما أولاه. It is a servant's utilizing what his Lord has given him في نعمه في رضاه. من نعمه في رضاه. From the blessings in what pleases his master. That's shukr. Shukr is not alhamdulillah wa shukrillah. That's one level. It's called shukr al-lisan. But a munafiq can do that. Right? That's why the tongue is only an indicator of what's in the heart. If the tongue is not indicating what's in the heart, it's nifaq. And Allah hates that. So you can say alhamdulillah wa shukrillah ala al-lisan, but it's not real shukr. Shukr is to utilize the blessings that Allah has given you in what Allah intended those blessings to be used. The eye, it's used to see, to be guided by, to take ibrah, to take witnessing. The tongue, to speak the truth, to articulate your needs, not to backbite. The tongue wasn't created to backbite. If you're using it to backbite, then you're not giving gratitude to the blessing of the tongue. If you're using the genitals in something that's haram, it's not giving gratitude. If you're using your stomach, anything that Allah has given you, if you use your wealth for other than what Allah is pleased with, it's not gratitude. So that is gratitude. So the response to ni'mah is gratitude. That's the second condition. لَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. If you show gratitude, I will increase you. In other words, give you. And the Mufassirun say in the next world, but also in this world. And then Allah, the third one is ta'a, obedience. That's the third state. What is the response to obedience? No arrogance, which is called shuhud and minna, is to see the bounty of Allah, the blessing of Allah in your obedience. In other words, is not to feel proud, but to feel more gratitude that Allah has given you tawfiq to be obedient. Right? Because one of the things that happens when people go into a state of outward obedience and inward obedience are not the same. You can be outwardly obedient and inwardly disobedient, which is why Ibn Athaylah says that رُبَّ مَعَصِيَةً أَوْرَثَتْ ذُلًّا وَاسْتِغْفَارًا خَيْرٌ مِّن طَاعَةً أَوْرَثَتْ عِزًا وَاسْتِكْبَارًا. That maybe a wrong action that causes you to feel humbled and desirous of Allah's forgiveness is better than a right action that causes you to feel arrogant and filled with yourself. He's not saying that wrong actions are better than right actions, so don't misinterpret that. What he's saying is that this is nadhar al-ma'alat. It's looking at the consequences. If your obedience turns you into somebody who's arrogant and filled with himself, you end up being worse off than somebody who's disobedient, who it fills him with remorse and desirous of Allah's forgiveness. And there's a story in the Islamic tradition about Isa ibn Maryam, who one of his companions was walking with him, and a thief saw them. And this thief said, there's a prophet and his companion. I want to be with these people. And he started following behind them. And the Hawari was saying, what's that wretched man think he's doing, trying to walk with such righteous people as the Prophet of Allah and myself? And then the revelation came to Isa to tell to take the thief as his disciple and to tell the other one to leave his company. And that's just a tradition, but the point is it's the same idea. That here's a man whose spiritual pride caused him to lose the company of a prophet, and a profligate man whose humbleness gained him the company of a prophet. So that, when you're in obedience, be thankful to Allah. Don't feel that you're doing something, that you should be proud of in and of yourself. No, you should be grateful that Allah has given you that tawfiq. And then finally, ma'asiyah. And what is the response to ma'asiyah? Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. If you understand those four states, that's all you'll find yourself in life, and there's the appropriate responses. That's all you need to know in your life, wallahi. And Ibn Atayla said, after he told me that, it was like mountains were removed from my shoulders. Because now you know how to act accordingly. There's a great wisdom, that thing.